Welcome, everybody, back to A Kiss Like Yours.
We hope you had a great week.
So, I'm sorry about Lila's audio last week. That was bad. It was too low.
It was very low.
Which is surprising
because you're always yelling at me because you're saying I'm always yelling.
You're very loud.
I guess we know where Zoe gets it from.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like, when we get into a group, you just decide to go, you know, freaking full bore level, go to 11.
I guess I'm little.
Your volume goes to 11. And then you just like start to peacock chest and it's loud. I'm like, why are you always yelling?
So I can be heard. I try to be mindful of that because now, like, it's.
Because I've told you so many times.
Now I'm self-conscious about it.
Now you got a complex?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
so maybe that's what happened last week.
Yeah, so apologize. Yeah, we're getting dialed in, right? I mean, it's been a long time since we've done a podcast. So, you know, it's going to take a couple of, maybe I would say a good
four.
Yeah, like 4 to 6 episodes before we start to really get dialed in. But, hey, you know, stick with us and laugh at our.
At our misfortune.
At our shortcomings. All right, what are we starting with today?
What are we starting with
today? Well, I want to know how you felt about, you know, listening to the last episode and being kind of back, you know, podcasting again.
I'm really enjoying it. It makes me really excited to do this with you.
Okay.
So you mean hearing the very last podcast we did before our abrupt stop?
Or last week, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was good. But I just felt like, how do I put this? It was like a nothing episode.
Yeah. It was a Seinfeld episode?
Yeah.
It was an episode about nothing?
Yeah, we were a Seinfeld episode. So we've been watching a lot of different things. And one thing that we've picked up on recently has been Seinfeld. And I hated it when I was a kid. Every time I would see like bits of it, the only part I liked is when I would see him do the stand-up. Because I'm like, okay, that's funny. I like his jokes. But all the rest of it, I was just like, oh my gosh, these people annoy me so much. And now when I watch them, it's like, oh my gosh, I can relate to them so much. It's so funny. So I felt like last week's episode was a Seinfeld episode, but that's okay. It was just more of like, hey, we're coming back.
Yeah.
This is kind of what's been going on. So I enjoyed it. It made me happy. I like when I get to fold laundry and listen to our episodes.
All right. So we have a couple of things to get to today. Where do you want to start?
I want to start with your drug use.
Okay. So here we go. I have a new drug of choice. Okay.
Which is not something that you really use often.
Right.
We don't take prescription medications, really. I mean, we use albuterol pretty consistently in the house on account of you and your daughter need to breathe. But other than that, we don't really use over-the-counter medications, prescription medications. I avoid all that when at all possible. I mean, when I had my two kids, all I had was Motrin, you know? No epidural, no none of that. I was like, oh, no, keep it away.
No, I know. I think it's funny how it's like when you have a baby, they're like, hey, you can't drink, you can't smoke, can't do any drugs.
Can't eat lunch meat.
Can't have sushi. No sushi, no drug, yeah, no, nothing. Or you got to be good. And then the moment you step into the hospital, like,
they just
drugs
want to pump you full of everything under the sun.
Let's get you. Hey, the baby can't feel that now. Yeah. What's going on? What happened? All of a sudden, this one's specially engineered. The baby can't feel that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you know, I've been battling. I don't know if it's like an ear thing or like a sinus thing,
an ear, nose, and throat thing.
Yeah, but it's just really been killing me. And then,
did you try the D? Did you get the D?
Oh, I cannot stand that guy. What's his name? Cody.
Cody.
If you guys are on the Peloton, you can follow us on Peloton.
You know, America's boo. He's a bit much. He's a bit much, but
I cannot stand that guy.
Good for entertainment.
He's just too flamboyant for me. He's just annoying. Like, I want to ride. I want to ride. I want to listen to the music. I don't want you, like, pretending like, you know, we're
in the club.
No. Well, not only at the club, but we're like at some Sunday brunch where we get to talk like just girl talk. And like, That's all he does is like do that the whole time, every single ride.
Well, that's what people sign on for. You know, you know your instructors. You know what you're getting with your instructor. So it depends on what kind of mood you're in for the day, what you need. Sometimes I go Cody Rigsby because I need that Friday. All right, I'm going to be up in the club. This last week, for whatever reason, I was like fuming. I needed to calm down. I did a classical ride. It was Yo-Yo Ma classical music. So there's something for any mood.
That doesn't beat my ride. So my ride, I did it in German. I did a Deutsch ride.
I've done a German workout. It was great. I knew exactly what she was saying. All the moves.
You did, don't give me that shit. You didn't know exactly what they were saying.
All the moves when she was talking. Eins, zwei,
drei. That's all I know.
I got her counting. But the moves that she was talking about, they were all in English. She would say the words in English. You know?
Oh, I didn't
sumo
get that.
Deadlift. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that. Those parts. So when you knew that was coming, was, okay, you know what to do. That part of it, she said she used English words. Everything else was... the counting, that everything was
look,
in German.
I get the draw with Cody. I get it. Like, he's very flamboyant. He's very, like, what did he say? Grab your tits and let's go. Like,
adjust.
Oh, sorry. That's just me. No, that's a different website.
That's a tuna ride. those are tuna instructions. Those are not Cody
that's
instructions.
That's what I heard. Maybe he said adjust. Maybe I just,
yeah,
that's what I heard.
The last thing he wants to grab is tits. But he'll tell you to adjust yours. Okay.
Anyways, so yeah, I get the draw.
You're not in the D. The D didn't work for you.
No.
The Claritin D did not
work
for
you. I'm
not
a D guy.
It didn't work.
No. So a buddy of mine turned us on to some over-the-counter, like, you know, Sudafed or...
Yeah, sinus medication. But you have to get
what's
it
the one?
From what, the pharmacist.
With the A?
Antihistamine?
No. Not Allegra, but not Sudafed.
Okay.
But like so for the cold, like for your allergies.
Right. I know there's Claritin. I know
Claritin. I think I'm talking about
there's
Claritin.
There's Zyrtec. There's Zizol.
Anyway, so my buddy's like,
the
yeah,
D. Don't forget that
you
D.
gotta try this one. It's really good. Like you gotta, but. They don't sell it over the counter. You have to go to the pharmacy to get it.
And you have to take your ID. And you have to show
you have to,
you
show
have to
them
write
your ID
a letter that you're not going to try to make meth.
Yeah, because it has like meth ingredients or something, right? So they don't just sell it over the counter. And he lives in Arizona. So, you know, he's telling us, okay, you know, this is what you got to do, whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. But now I get nervous.
I was going to say, were you sweating when you walked in?
Now I'm like freaking.
It was like you were trying to buy liquor underage. When you're like, here's my ID, but don't look too closely at the picture.
So now I'm like, okay, so what do I ask for? Like, you know, what's the name of this? Like, what do I ask for?
And it's got a funky name.
Yeah. So not only that, you know, when you're at like the pharmacy and you're like asking for drugs that are, you know, maybe you don't want people, there's people around, you know? It's kind of like that weird situation where there's people around. You don't want people knowing your business, yeah. You know?
You're like, yeah, I need to get some of that cream. You
yeah,
know?
Can I get you some know? Of that?
You know, that cream, it's burning.
You know, first name Prep, last name H. No, it wasn't. So I kind of felt a little nervous, you know. I didn't know what to say. I don't know these guys. I'm like going up to the trap house,
to
the window.
Oh my goodness.
And so I go to the window and I'm like,
you're in freaking Walgreens. Like,
I know, but
watching.
This is the way I felt. Like, I felt like I was going to a deal house ready to ask for the stuff, you know, like, hey, get the stuff from the back.
Oh my God.
You know?
You've never even done that once in your life.
I know, but I'm just saying that's how I felt. I see it all the time on Netflix.
I mean, that
you
was
know
something,
those shows.
Yeah, that was something I wondered too. Like, you know, everyone's like, oh, these kids, you know, all using drugs. In my mind, I'm always like, where do they get this? Like, I wouldn't even know where to go. It's just, yeah.
So it's called Wallfed, okay? Not wow. Sudafed, Wallfed, okay? So what do I say? Hey, give me some of the Fed in the back. Hey, do you got that WP in the back? Is there a slang term for this? I don't know.
So what did you do? And how did they look at you?
So my buddy sends
okay, sir, yeah, no problem here.
My buddy sends me a picture of the box.
Okay.
Because the boxes are changing.
Ah.
And he goes, It's usually one of these boxes. They change the boxes, but it kind of looks like this.
Okay.
So
you walk up, so you hold out your phone.
Yeah.
You get one of these. I slapped it up.
It was like, you know, those glass, you know, when you go to jail and the glass, you know, divider with the phone and pick up the phone from movies.
I didn't go, but I know it from movies. So I know what you're talking about.
I'll challenge that. I believe in your past life, you probably did go to jail at some point. Anyway.
Okay, that's true. I can buy that one.
So, you know, you pick up the phone and you talk to your family member from the phone. That's what I found.
So you just went up to the plexiglass, stuck your phone up there. He nodded and slid you a box.
I pointed at it and said, hey, buddy, give me some of the Fed.
You're ridiculous.
And so he looks at it, and of course the dude can't see, so he's like squinting at the glass, and he's kind of like, "What the fuck is that?" Yeah. Like, he has no idea what it is.
Is it called Walfed because it's a Walgreens brand
of like Sudafed or something?
Because I'm like, oh, you probably can't get this at Costco. Now that I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah.
Now you got to post it for everyone to know.
I'll post your drug of choice.
Okay.
On the gram.
After all that, did it work?
Well, I haven't got it yet. Oh, hold goodness. On. Oh, hold on. I haven't got it yet. So he looks at it and he's kind of like, he doesn't know what to do. And he goes, you know what? I think they have some of that on aisle, I don't know, 17 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So I go there and, of course they didn't have it.
Oh, not a plethora.
Not a plethora. So I'm like, fuck. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna leave. You know, I'm not gonna go ask again. I'm gonna chalk this up as an L, you know?
I don't wanna look too desperate for my Fed.
I don't wanna be fiending, like shaking on the way out, scratching my neck, you know, like a crackhead. So I was gonna walk out, and then there was a guy there that he was from the wall, mm-hmm. right? He had a little name tag. Mm-hmm. I won't say his name, but he had a little name tag. I said, hey, excuse me, do you know where this is? And so, you know, he said, oh, I think that's over here. And he pointed it out, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. And sure enough, it was right there. It's totally fine.
In the aisle?
Yeah.
So you didn't have to go to the pharmacist.
I never had to go to the pharmacist.
So it's only in AZ that they have those laws and restrictions.
I never had to go to the pharmacist.
Go figure.
I never had to...
make a spectacle of yourself.
Yeah. I never had to give them my ID.
Did that just for fun.
So I'm like, great. My buddy got me all scared for nothing. I just could have walked in there and walked out all cool with the Fed.
Calm and collected.
With the wall Fed.
Wow. Okay, so what happened when you finally got it?
So I got it. I took it. Works pretty well. Now, granted, I don't take a lot of drugs. So it could have been just normal Sudafed. Probably would have done the trick. But
yeah, but I've been buying you Claritin. I bought you this other one that I got at Walmart. You know what? I think it was the Zizol one.
Okay, but when I looked at the Claritin in this one, it had different ingredients.
Oh, okay.
So I said, you know what? Let me just, you know.
Because that's normally what I'll get for Alaya is the children's Claritin. When I see that she's really bad, you know, I want to offer some relief. We keep cutting in and out.
It's just the headphones. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
We need new headphones.
Great. Add it to the list.
I know, right?
I think we need new brakes, too.
So, yeah, everything was good. I feel a lot better. I don't know if I sound a lot better, but I feel a lot better.
You don't sound much better, but you look better.
Oh, and thanks. So I looked like shit last week.
And you've been...
Thank you.
You've been maneuvering better. I'll say that.
What does that even mean?
Like, you don't seem like all sick and run down.
So I maneuver better?
Yeah. You're maneuvering better.
So... What would you give my maneuvering in the scale of 1 to 10 now?
Now? You're probably about a 7.5.
Before, 7.5?
You're like a 4.5. I'm talking like allergy-wise. You just look like a hot, snotty mess.
Thanks. I'm glad I work remote. I'm going to work looking like a 4.5.
Yeah, can't be doing that. Won't get any attention.
So I'm supposed to be working at work, thank you.
Yeah, that's not what you do. You barely work at home.
Oh, that is such a lie. These gray hairs prove that is such a lie. No. I didn't have these gray hairs when I was going into the office.
That's true. But, you know, where you are now, the workload that you've taken on recently is that you've definitely been, definitely been grinding.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's true.
All right.
So let's move on from the drugs.
From the fame.
Let's head into family travel. Moons ago in the grocery store with Alaya, there was an older lady, like older grandma lady. And she was like doting on Alaya, telling, oh, she's adorable. Oh, thank you. You know, and this was the first time that I've heard this. And she said, just remember, the days are long, but the years fly by. And I've heard that 1,000 times after, but I had never heard that before that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, you know what? Like that's a great piece of advice. So I've always carried that with me. And little bits along the way, you know, I've gathered here and there. And we were with some family this weekend. And one of the things that came up that we were talking about was like family travel.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they had recently taken a Disney cruise. So yeah. I was like, tell me everything. Like this is, you know,
and this is one of your,
this is like my white whale.
Yeah. Like the Disney cruise is one of those things where you have always wanted to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you know, when the time is right. And it was funny because one of our other cousins was like, you didn't take a Disney cruise for your anniversary, like for your honeymoon. She's like, I swear that's what you did was a Disney cruise. And I said, no. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm kind of like, I don't even know why we didn't really look at a Disney cruise. And maybe we did. And we were just like, no, this is way out of the question.
I know why we didn't do a Disney cruise. Because we didn't have any kids. Like, we didn't want to be around a whole bunch of kids.
That's the best time to take a Disney cruise, when you don't have kids. They have adult-only sections.
No, I understand that. But for the majority, you're around a whole bunch of kids.
Right.
And our honeymoon cruise, we were not in the shape where we should be around kids.
No,
we were smashed.
I'm with you.
Okay, so go ahead.
I'm
sorry.
With you. So
that's why we didn't go on a Disney cruise, though.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yes, yes. So we have not done a Disney cruise. We have family that have recently did a Disney cruise. So I was asking them all about it. And she was telling me just, you know, how awesome it was, some of the themes they did, the restaurants, like the entertainment. I mean, it's Disney, right? So, of course, you're expecting, you know, pure magic. But one of the things that she said, which is like another one of those little like golden nuggets of parenting advice that we pick up along the way. And I think you and I differ here, but this is why I'm bringing it up, is that she had said, you know, she took it. They had their older teenage daughters with them. One was 17, one was 19. So they were at odd ages in that the 17-year-old could access places like they have, you know, 18 and under club on there.
Yeah.
Well, her older sister couldn't go with her because mm-hmm. she was 19, not yeah. 18. So there was a little disconnect in the
things.
And
you're like straddling the threshold.
Yeah, yeah, of, you know, like almost adult and adult, you know. So what she said to me was, I wish I would have made it happen when my kids were your age. And I feel like this holds true for a lot of people, a lot of different families, is always next year. We shouldn't spend the money, you know, ABC of excuses why you shouldn't do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know, I'm glad you say that because we've been starting to do a little bit more with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've taken them to Palm Springs. They've yeah. been to a Raider game. Mm-hmm. They, you know, little stuff that we've started incorporating since we didn't renew our Disney passes. And that was one thing that we said. We're like, okay, we're not going to renew the passes and we're going to start doing other things that we haven't done because all of our money had been tied into the passes and Disney.
Yeah.
So now that it's not, let's do some other stuff. So in hearing that yesterday, I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. Not that I'm going to book a Disney cruise, but
I was going to say, after that story, this story better end with you booked us a Disney cruise. Or I'm going to be really disappointed.
I haven't booked us a Disney cruise yet because we have our sights on a few other things. But just to me, that whole mindset of I'm going to stop with the I shouldn't spend the money, shouldn't this, shouldn't that. I mean, if COVID taught us anything, it was live your life.
Yeah.
Right. So now that we're like coming out of that, and I'm a planner and I drive you crazy with my plans because I want to plan things all the time. And
you need
to
know now for like November.
Yeah, but that's because I need to know how to pay for it. So I have to make plans. For you, it's different. For you, you just don't show up and blow money. That's what you do. I have to make that possible for you. So you don't understand.
Never mind earning the money.
You don't understand. Let's not the back end. That's not the point.
Oh, now it's not the point. Now there's no, that's not a part of the process here.
So that's what brought us to the topic of family travel and little nuggets of parenting advice along the way. So
yeah.
How do you feel about that?
So yes, you are a planner. Yes, it's a lot of fun. You're not one to be reckless with money. So I want to put that out there. I think the idea of it really is, the principle of it is really like when you take a look back at all the stuff that you didn't do because you didn't want to spend the money, what did you spend it on?
Exactly.
Because
it's gonna
you
go.
Spent it mm-hmm. anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I could guarantee 99% of you are like, well, shit, we spent it somewhere.
Right.
We spent it on, and maybe you're okay with where you spent the money, right? That's besides the point. What I'm saying is you're going to spend it.
Right. But majority of the time you look back and you say, why didn't I? Because I can't remember what I spent the money on. And now it's like it doesn't have the meaning. And we are I feel like we're at a golden age where our girls are big enough to travel. They will remember. And right now we are still their world.
Right. And the thing too that is important about what you just said was, I think another principle of what you just said was actually is when you spend your money on experiences and not stuff, it ends up holding so much more value.
Yes.
Because you can have that thing, whatever it is, either it gets wrecked in a couple of years or maybe you have it for a really long time. That's cool. A lot of times you just go, I don't even remember what I spent. Like if it was $1,000 and you said, oh, I'm not going to spend it on, you know, going to San Diego for the weekend. Instead, I'm going to buy this X thing. You don't remember what you did with that money,
mm-hmm.
but you'll remember going to San Diego for that weekend.
Right.
You'll remember the experience. And I think that there's a lot of value in the memory that's probably way more valuable than whatever it was you were going to buy.
Right.
Now, we can't just be stupid, you know, and just go like,
we do have to be able to pay for it.
Yeah, you have to pay for it. Don't get in crazy debt over it or anything like that.
Right.
But at the same time, you do need to come with the attitude like, hey, when the opportunity presents itself, maybe I look for ways to make it happen instead of the reasons why it shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, so you're saying no right now, but look for the ways that it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
No, can't do it right now.
Right.
But here's what I can do in order for me to make it happen, as opposed to just saying, no, I can't do it because I can't afford it.
Right.
You know,
because you can find money.
You can find money.
In any budget.
Yeah.
In any budget, you can find money. You can find ways to add money.
I think you can find a certain amount of money. There's always going to be a cap, mm-hmm. right? But there's certain things, like we've gone with one car for almost a year, right?
Yeah.
One car, we've done no TV. We've done multiple things to increase our cash flow on a month-to-month basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it works, you guys. It works. And then that ebbs and flows, as we've seen. We've had high cash flow years. We've had low cash flow years. We've had negative cash flow years. But if you keep it relatively, relatively just on either side, kind of floating on either side of the fence, it's not going to kill you. Yeah, you may be negative for a couple of months and then, you know, you come back positive and it's kind of blah, blah, blah. But at the very end of the day, you know, you have a roof over your head. You've got four walls. Your bills are paid. And if all those are checked, then you got to take for what it's worth. Take the understanding like, hey, yeah, we maybe spent a little bit more than we probably should have. But look at the experiences that we got.
Exactly.
I know I had posted, was it maybe about a year ago, that you get your kids for like 3 years, 3 years or 4 years or something like that. It was like saying
it was a video. Yeah, I think it was like 7 years.
Yeah, 7 years or mm-hmm. something like that. You get your kids, and after that, it's gone, and you can't get it back.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, your faces of the kids start to change, mm-hmm. and their voices start to change, and their bodies start to change, and they're not kids anymore. You know, they're young, they're little girls or little boys or young men or young women.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're teenagers. And then, you know, before you know it, they're out of high school. There's a lot of kids graduating right now.
Yeah.
And then when I thought about it, I'm like, shit, I'm like 8 years. No. What is it? Elia's eight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 6 years. She's going to be a freshman in 6 years.
Yeah.
In 6 years, she's going to be a freshman. In 7 years, she's going to be driving. In 10 years, she's out of high school and going to college or whatever she's going to be doing. I don't know.
Right.
That is fast. Super fast.
When you think about your kids, the time that we've spent together.
Right.
You know, we've been together 14 years. We'll be married 12 years.
Yeah.
This August.
Yeah.
So it's just like, dang, that was fast.
And for the kids or for the couples that already had that happen, that you understand what we're saying. You understand how fast it goes. We were talking to some other family members and you know, we were talking about how the girls are going through softball and stuff like that. And they're like, oh my God, I miss that time so much. Like they don't get to go see their girls play anymore. They don't mm-hmm. get to see their boys play anymore. They, you know, are off doing their own thing, which is great. But they're like, I miss going to those kids' games and watching the kids play.
Right, that involvement.
Yeah. So, I think that's great. Get out there. Do stuff. It doesn't even need to be expensive.
Right,
it doesn't even need to be expensive. Go, you know, go do experiences within your city that, you know, you're known for. Go do...
Right, go find that donut shop or that ice cream place or, you know, that everyone's Instagramming about. I mean, we've done a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, little things here and there, driving distance. And we're going to be doing a lot more of that so that I can save for our Disney cruise. So
yeah.
Ideally for you,
when 7 days,
when would you want to go?
November, seven
oh,
days.
A November. Oh, yes. Oh, that's a good time to be in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I would say November, December-ish time frame. Probably not December. I would say probably November, October, November.
That's definitely one that's a bucket list of mine is to do like a holiday. They do like a Disney Magic cruise that's like the week of Christmas. Mm. And I'm like, oh yeah, one year we're going to do that. I don't see that one happening soon, but
oh, one so year. Now we're going to multiples.
Well, you know, they're probably like tattoos. Once you get one, you just can't stop. And we've done two cruises.
We've done two cruises.
And they're an absolute blast.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me that after we book a Disney cruise that you're going to be like one and done. I don't know. We have another friend who is not a big fan of Disneyland, but her and her family did a Disney cruise a couple years ago. And she said, if I never go to Disneyland again in my life, I'll be fine. But if I never took another Disney cruise, I would be really sad.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that it might become a thing. I might be opening a can of worms here, but you know what? That's okay.
Yeah, and you know you're going to get the value out of it. I mean, it's expensive, but man, Disney, they it's not like they're giving you, you know, you're not going to circus, okay? You're not going to show up.
You're going to get the best of the best.
You're not just going to show up and it looks like the Tropicana, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to get
your money's worth.
Your money's worth and
and then some.
And the kids' faces, that's what it is. It's the kids' faces.
That's what
they light up, man.
Oh yeah, I saw this joke. I thought I posted it and I didn't. I was so mad. It was a guy who was telling his friends that don't have kids how he was taking his 2-year-old to Walt Disney World, and they were like, "Why? Why are you going to spend the money? They're not even going to remember. Like, why would you even spend the money on that?" And he's like, "Well, you know, I'd see the face on my kid. You know, see them excited to be there and happy." And he's like, he was thinking about it. He's like, man, should I just put her in the closet for the day and then take her out? Did you remember that? No. Okay, well, when you start remembering, I'll start spending money on you and stop.
Yeah, then
doing
just abuse your kids or whatever. They're not going to remember. No. What the hell?
So that's why I was like, oh, you know, everyone has their opinion about what you should do with your kids and shouldn't, especially the people that don't have kids. You know, they're always, oh my gosh, can you believe what these people are doing with their kids? But, you know, everyone needs something to talk about.
I kind of had that, like, because I didn't want to carry the kids around. I didn't want to do the stroller. I was always pissed about the stroller situation. I was like, we're not taking the kids to Disneyland until they can walk their asses. Yeah.
And there you are, girl dad of the year, pushing that stroller.
Support your local girl dad, by the way. you can get those hats at dadbod.com. That's free advertising for Dadbod, but I like the guy.
Stuff.
I like the stuff. I've talked to the owner. He's a cool dude, so there you go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I think they, I just didn't like the stroller thing, so I was kind of all about that at a certain point. Mm-hmm. But, no, you know, I'm just like.
Yeah. You just gave in.
I gave in just because we were having such a good time.
And it was fine, right? Nothing to complain about.
No.
There you go.
No, yeah, so.
So, speaking of family travel, we had told the girls they have been asking to go to Super Mario Land, right?
Yeah.
We bought them a Nintendo Switch a couple months ago. It was one of the things where we said, you know, I keep going back to this because it's kind of, you know, it's a revolving door in our house. We didn't renew the Disney passes, and what have we done fun since we didn't do that? So we bought a Nintendo Switch, and they love it. We knew the Mario Kart or Super Mario Brothers movie was coming out, and we wanted to take them to see it. So we're like, well, let's give them a little background. So just about every night, I would say at least four to five nights a week for the last, 4 months-ish? About 4 months?
Yeah, so I would say somewhere around there.
We've been racing Mario Kart.
Yeah, all four of us.
And, I mean, the first couple of times, I was just sitting there with tears in my eyes because I couldn't believe that I was playing the game with my kids that I used to play with my brothers and sister.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so cool. And that they were into it. That was the other thing. They were into it.
Yeah.
So that's been pretty awesome.
And they were old enough to, like, understand the controls and pick up pretty quickly.
And they can, good. She beats me. She beats you.
She beat me yesterday.
She beats me all the time. I am terrible. Zoe's doing pretty good. She's catching up.
Yeah.
But so, you know, we got the Switch. We've been playing the games. We took them to see the movie. They love the movie. And that's another thing that's been really fun about the ages they're in. They will sit through the movie. They enjoy the movies.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So now they're YouTubers, my girls. So they've been seeing everyone in Super Mario Land. And Zoe's like, Mom. When you walk in, it goes, dun, dun, dun. Yeah. You know, like she's making all the noises that the game makes. And so they've been asking to go. So we told them, we went out to dinner on Friday and we said, I feel like we shot ourselves in the foot here because we told them that, you know, we were what they had to do to earn it and that we would take them to Mario Land for the summer. That would be their summer vacation. They were not going to do a Raider game this year, but that we were going to go to Universal. So now the problem is, we don't know how to get them into the land.
Right.
So for those of you that have gone, have been able to get in, that have passes, you guys got to hit us up with these tips and tricks because we know the struggle of trying to get on Rise of the Resistance. Oh, you have to be in the park. You have to join the boarding group. You got to be pushing the app button at, you know, 701. So we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So if you've got
the inside scoop
on how to get into the Super Mario Land, let us know because I feel like I'm going to ruin their summer. if we go there, we just
look at it, right? Yeah. You're like, hey guys, yeah, this is it, but we can't go in. And they'll be like, what the hell? But you know what? I've heard a lot of people are very frustrated with that whole situation with how they've organized it and how they've allowed people. And it's like, you know, it's been kind of a mess. And this is from pass holders too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. But
we'll see. So that was kind of that's going to be like our big to do for summer. I think for us as a family, if we even go in the summer,
we're not going to go in the summer. We
may not even take them in like June, July, August ish. We may hold off until kind of like fall, early fall.
Yeah.
Possibly for that. So yeah, because that's what we keep hearing. They're like, now that summer's coming, forget it. Like you're not going to get to do anything. So I think we may head over to Knott's because we tried to do that earlier in the year, but weather and softball was not making for a good combination for us to go. So maybe we take them there. Like a Knott's because they've never done that.
Yeah.
Either. The only theme park they have been to is Disneyland. And then we did Adventure City with their godparents, which was pretty cool. You know, fun day out. They enjoyed that. So let us know what you guys are doing. What do you have going on? What are you doing in Southern California? What driving places, what sounds good.
Summer activities.
What looks good. Because we want to fill up summertime with some cool local outings.
So a couple of things I'm doing. I'll be going fishing. So I'll talk about that in a few weeks. And did the golf tournament. Going to do some more golf this week. Into golf.
Because we just got you some new clubs.
So I haven't bought clubs in maybe 20 years. I want to say it's probably about 20 years. I want to say like somewhere around 2002, 2003.
That is when you bought the clubs.
When I bought the clubs that I have now.
Yeah.
And I never got them sized to me. So I'm 6'3", and they're probably just way too short. But I wasn't playing enough really for
you
it.
You
to
never
make
noticed
it,
that?
Well, yes, thank you. I did. But I wasn't playing enough to like really notice a difference or care to invest the money in sizing them correctly.
Okay.
So I was like, okay.
So
know,
now
whatever.
That you're growns up.
Now that I'm growns up and I'm growns up and I'm growns up. Swingers. Great movie. I'm going to start swinging a lot more. So the clubs.
Okay.
Although swingers would benefit you too. It's not like just me.
No. You know how I am about that.
I think you know how I am about it too. I'm just saying. You say it's like, oh, well, I'm not okay with that. Of course. You thought it was like just going to be me just going out there whoring around? Jesus.
No, I'm just too set in my ways. I'm comfortable with what I got. I like my worn-in glove.
Anyway. So, I'm going to be swinging on the links. Thank you. Doing some fishing and a couple of other fun activities just to get out. I need to get out in the summer. I will be shooting, too, but that's more winter. That's like a winter, like New Year type thing where.
Okay, so not a summer thing.
For me, it's not. I mean, it's great to be out there anytime. When you go shooting, it's really awesome. I just like being out there in a little bit colder weather.
A little more crisp.
Yeah. To me, I like that. Yeah, I don't like being out there in the sun.
Sweaty. Handling all that heavy machinery. I could see how the golf course would be better because, you know, you may catch a breeze now and then, but you're out in the sun, you're walking around, hitting the balls, having a drink. I want to go with you. I don't want to play. I mean, the only time I want to swing golf clubs would be like at Topgolf. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
But I think like out on the course, I'm like, oh, it would just slow you down and probably frustrate you. So I just want to go sit in the golf cart with you and have a couple of beers.
All right. Yeah. I mean, like you said, let us know what you guys are thinking. And we want to know all the fun activities that's going on with everybody and give us some ideas. And we'll have a great summer. We still have a lot of stuff to do, a lot of stuff to talk about. But continuing on with our restart here, with a kiss like yours, it's been great so far. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for making us a part of your day.